to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about tool time. Let's talk about bone wine, yeah. You're asking the questions.
Hey, everyone. We're doing something weird today because I got this new microphone and I kind of wanted to test it out. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to drive to the gymnasium and talk to you on this microphone. Supposedly it'll sound better than the ones we're normally using. And it's really good at blocking noise. But we're going to find out. We're going to find out the truth. We are truth seekers here. Okay? We love the truth. We want to make America truth again. The whole truth. And probably some other stuff in addition to the truth, because that's just not... The truth alone is not much content. That would be like America's good news slogan, I think. The truth, the whole truth, and then some additional stuff, because, you know, you need more content than just the fucking truth. That's pretty boring. So here's what's about to happen. I'm about to leave my apartment, and as we go in the hallway, I'll just have to pretend like I'm on the phone or something. So I don't seem like a weirdo. And then once I get outside, I can just yell because that's how this neighborhood works. There was a guy two nights ago, who, you know, a siren went by, as they do. And he just, some guy in the neighborhood was just like, enough with the fucking sirens already. Like yelling at a police car that's probably five blocks away or something like that. That's how, welcome to the neighborhood, you know, where it's just, this is what you do. So I'm about to exit the building and hit the stairs. These are the stairs that I use every day. We have this new wellness program at my work, and, you know, you track a bunch of shit. And it seems like a pyramid scheme, because here's what you do. You get on there, and you supposedly get $25, but then they want you to use that 25 bucks and put it right back into buying this pedometer thing, which is like their cheap... You can only afford their pedometer if you want to get one right away. And so everyone's waiting for these pedometers to show up and stuff, but you can deposit the money in the bank, and it's harder to earn... You get, like, money for doing fitness stuff, right? And basically it's impossible to earn because... It makes it seem great. You start off with like 25 bucks or something. But then the further you go, the harder it becomes to earn anything. You know, you can't fill out your profile for the first time and get those points over and over, right? And that's like a bunch of points. And then you make like five friends on it because everything's got to be like a social thing and da 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 da. So anyway, I elected to skip the pedometer because I say fuck that shit. I don't want a pedometer. I don't need a pedometer. What do I need a pedometer for? You know, it's weird to me that we've gotten to this level of like, well, if you take 10,000 steps a day, you'll be fine. And I'm like, I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't think you can get up and take like five steps at a time, and then as long as you get in 10,000, you'll be in great shape. I'm sorry. You know what? This is what sucks about fitness. It's not very easy. And it's super important. Right? This is the problem with fitness. We all need it. It's very important. And it's hard. And it's just like everyone's coming up with these fucking solutions. You know, one of the things... So one of the things I track every day is it's like, did you take the stairs today? Which I'm like, this is one of those stupid-ass fucking fitness blog things they always say, like, take the stairs instead of the elevator. And I'm like, what percent of people work in, like, a high-rise building? Seriously. Because I'm sure in the city, that might be an option. Where I live, I do take the stairs the one flight up to my apartment. That's it. And that's not even really because... of fitness, it's because, like, waiting for the elevator, I'm too impatient. You know, one of the good things about fitness is sometimes you can be impatient, you know, because you're like, I'll take the fucking stairs. Or, you know, I'll walk on the escalator. By the way, if you walk on an escalator, like in Denver, the airport, people think you're like a fucking crazy person. Because you're not just going to stand there and be elevated. You know what I mean? If you're on the escalator and you're walking up, people look at you like you're a goddamn animal. And you're like, oh, is this like, you're like a Mowgli who got rescued from the jungle and you're raised, you don't understand how these work. And I'm like, I know how they work. I can walk up the stairs and be escalated at the same time, motherfucker. I'm going to get there so fast. So fast. Also, I'm about to sit on a plane for like 4 hours. Maybe it would be nice to just walk a little bit. You know what I mean? The moving walkway, that's just turned into like a carnival ride for kids at the airport. That's just like, oh, you got to wait 3 hours in the airport with your kids? Well, here's a thing for them to play on and basically make unusable for everyone else. So anyway, I count the stairs every day. It's like, did you take the stairs today? And I'm like, I did. I took them downwards. But that's a stairs, right? It doesn't say, did you take the stairs up? It says, did you take the stairs? So we'll see. I don't know. I haven't deposited or tried to deposit this 25. I'm trying to get up to 30 and then deposit. But I have to do these fucking things, you know? You have to set your own goals. And it's like, did you bring your lunch to work today? And I'm like, yeah, I did bring my lunch today. Did you go outside today? And I'm like, I did go outside today. So, you know, maybe it's helping my habits, but I kind of doubt it. I think my habits would be... It's been interesting tracking my sleep, I'll tell you that right now. Most I slept was 8 hours in a night. I think it was like 8, 7, 6, 6, 8 or something like that, which I know this is a fascinating tale. But that's what happened. And I'm like, damn... I am not doing good on the sleep in front. I'll tell you that right now. I will tell you that right now. We had our Greeley Urban Classic golf tournament. I had two different people who talked to me about either themselves or someone else who basically were like, why didn't you invite me or this person? And I was like, well, I just invited people on fucking Facebook, which... Throw an event on Facebook and then talk to me, because let me tell you something that Facebook does that is fucking stupid, okay? You put an event on there and then it's like invite your friends and you bring up your friends list. This friends list is not alphabetized, it's not organized, it's not even all of your friends loaded until you scroll down, you know what I mean? It loads as you scroll. So you're like, I'm seeing some motherfucker who I don't even really know. Or I'm like, this person lives in fucking Washington. Like, it makes no fucking sense. You would think it would be people you talk to a lot or like regional or something, but it's nothing. Okay, so first of all, if we are Facebook friends and you didn't get an invite, fuck off. I tried, okay? But secondly, I told everyone in the group, like, hey, invite other people. In fact, I was like, we're not going to have a trophy unless you invite 75 people total as a group, which is a total lie. We had that trophy. I already had the trophy, but I was manipulating everyone. But, you know, I was like almost being desperate about getting more people to come. And then what I heard from these individuals was like, well, I'm not going to go unless I get directly invited. To which I'm like, all right, Your Highness. Well, I guess you're not coming then. I mean, people get all, like, all uptight about this stuff. They get all uptight about, you know, when, I don't know. How they get invited to things. It's like, I think it still probably would be seen as shitty to do a evite for a wedding or something like that. To which I'm like, who fucking cares? Like, why does someone have to spend a bunch of time and money to send you a little card to be like, hey, we're getting married? Who cares? It's like, listen, you were inviting me to come to this thing where I eat a bunch of food for free and probably drink a bunch of booze for free if this wedding is worth it. But I'm not coming if I don't get a paper card that's telling me to come. I'm not doing it. Come on. I personally am not a huge fan of the Evite. I'm not a huge fan of the Facebook event, but it's a lot fucking easier. And this isn't like my job, you guys. This is not my job to like put on these events. This is something I do ostensibly for fun. You know, spend a couple $100, spend a lot of my free time figuring this shit out, and then when the response I get from a couple people is like, well, you didn't take the time to directly invite me, and I'm like, well, fuck off. We're not like grade school friends. What do you want me to tell you? Right? Yeah, there's a bunch of people I didn't invite. That doesn't mean they couldn't come. And even if they couldn't come, if I didn't want them to come, I would just tell them. I would forbid it. I would be like, no, I don't think so. But I'll tell you this right now. At the last Santa Rampage, this dude who was dating my ex until right up to the Santa Rampage came to the Santa Rampage, and it was fine. Right? So you must be at a level worse than that for me to say you cannot come. And until otherwise noted, whatever. We raised like $127 for them donks. Those donkeys, I don't know how much money they get in donations at the donkey shelter, but it can't be a lot. Based on what their website looks like, they aren't spending a ton of money on anything. So it doesn't seem like they're rolling in it. I don't know, dragging it behind a cart. I don't know what the term for having a lot of money is when you're trying to make a donkey joke in there, too. I can't really tell. But other than, you know, this is like the classic thing, too, right? Everyone has a great time, but then like a couple people kind of ruin it. Because, you know, the couple negative people just ruin it. And everyone will tell you, like, just pay attention to the positive. Don't pay attention to the negative. And I'm like, no, the negative's a lot more interesting. The negative just has more staying power in my brain, and I'm tired of fighting that. It is what it is, right? What can you do? I was just finished a column last night about Harry Potter, because there's a new Harry Potter book coming out, sort of, which I don't think is going to be the success the other ones have been, but I don't know. I was thinking about that because I was like, has there ever been a book that's really that successful or a series that's that successful? I mean, when you think about it in some non-traditional terms, which is what I like to do. Oh, there's a fire truck maybe coming. So far away still. It's far enough away where I really want to make this turn if the light changes, but I also can't tell. I can't tell if it's coming straight or if it's staying where it is or what. I have no idea. I'm just going to start going. See what happens. It seems to be very slowly coming this way. Okay. Those books were like such a phenomenon. Like, I cannot remember. I was racking my brain to try and remember any other book. Good God. Any other book that people stood outside in line for a midnight release. Like, this was a thing for a while, but only with Harry Potter books. Like, I don't remember any other book where that happened. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was something else. But, like, Harry Potter, the last few books, it was like every time there'd be at fucking Barnes & Noble and Borders and stuff. It's like midnight release, and there's people lined up outside, you know, getting pissed off, and they're in costume and whatever. Like, I feel like people, you know, I'm sure it's changed some because, like, well, I don't know if it could ever really happen again because there's no scarcity, right? There's no idea that something is going to be sold out anymore because, you know, if you could be like, well, I'll just try and get it, and if I don't get it, I'll just get the fucking Kindle edition, right? I mean, it wasn't until the fourth Harry Potter book, I discovered, that they were released simultaneously in the United States and the UK. They were coming out, like, in summer in the UK and then coming out in, like, September in the United States. But then it was, like, during the third book, they were like, all these fucking United States people are just ordering them from the UK. So we should probably just do it at the same time. Which seems crazy to me. I don't know why. What they're doing that they're like, oh, we don't want to release these at the same time. That seems bizarre. Like, I get they used to do it with video games, and it makes sense because there's all this shit you had to translate, right? You had to translate from an entirely other looking language to an entirely other language with different idioms and da-da-da-da. I mean, I don't know. Are the U.S. editions, like, super different? Is it other than, you know, like, the Sorcerer's Stone versus the Philosopher's Stone? Which I always thought was really stupid, by the way. Like, why are they like, they're not going to understand the Philosopher's Stone in the States. Better call it, like, the Sorcerer's Stone. Yes, we know how Americans love their sorcery. That'll be perfect for them. I just never got that. But anyway, I don't know. I was thinking, like, I wonder if there's ever going to be a book like that again. I mean, could there be a movie like that again? Maybe, but I don't know. Because it's like, again, it's an issue of scarcity. There's, like, no such thing as, if I don't see this movie, you know, when, like, a movie like Mallrats came out, right? It was playing at one theater, one screen in the town where I lived. And it played for probably a pretty short run. And it's because it just wasn't a big thing. Like, it wasn't, it didn't catch fire. It wasn't fucking Avatar of its time, right? So what are you going to do? And book-wise, the scarcity, it's almost impossible for books to go out of print anymore. And, you know, if the author is alive, it's possible to have it somehow, some way, be somewhere. And it's possible to find it, even if it's out of print, you know, you can find it online. Like, it's not that hard. It's pretty, unless you're collecting first editions or some shit, it's pretty hard to come across something that you're like, I really want to read this, yet I cannot find it anywhere for any price. I don't know. But I was talking about it in this column because I was just basically talking about how I really don't like Harry Potter. I guess I just wanted to write an unpopular column or something. But, I don't know. It went to a surprisingly dark place because I just started thinking, like, well, it's pretty reasonable to say, like, I can't really say that the rest of the world is wrong. Like, one of the most big pop culture phenomena of, you know, the modern world, Harry Potter, and for me to say, like, everyone else must be wrong and I'm the only one who sees through the bullshit is a pretty, it's a pretty renegade stance. So I didn't really take that stance. I just was kind of like, I didn't really fucking like it. And it sort of sucks balls to, like, have something really big in the world that you don't like. And, you know, with books, it's usually not a problem. This is part of why reading books is great, right? Or, like, why exercising is great. Because, like, exercises go in and out of vogue, but everyone recognizes that. And there's really nothing that lasts forever. You know, there's canon exercises, but they're not exciting. It's like, yeah, we know which lifts seem to work for bodybuilding, and those are the ones we do. And, you know, generally in running, I mean, once in a while something will come along, like barefoot running or something like that. But then eventually most people are like, well, that's not super tenable when I'm running outside. It just doesn't work that well, you know, on concrete. And when people are just throwing bottles all, I don't know what paradise others are living in where no one throws a bottle all over the street every day, but not here. So anyway, that's what's nice about the activities like books and writing and reading that I engage in is like it doesn't really matter. The trends don't really matter because they don't really exist, and most people don't even know anything to argue about them, right? You know, if I went to the average person was like, are you more of a fan of, like, a military press or the Arnold press? They would be like, I don't know. But with Harry Potter, it was unavoidable. It was like, it was the Beyonce of the time. And what I mean by that is, like, here's an unfortunate thing about Beyonce. Most pop stars, I have no opinion on because I'm just like, I don't even know their songs. I sing a misinterpreted, mislyriced, incorrect beat version of Adele's Hello. And that's as, you know, that's as close as I get to pop music. I'm like, well, I know it's called Hello. I think she says, hello, it's me. That's it. That's all I know. That's all I know about Hello. But then Harry Potter, like Beyonce, right, becomes so huge, you cannot avoid Beyonce. There's no such thing as not hearing Beyonce pretty regularly. Because, you know, you'll be in Target, and that's Beyonce. You'll be here and there, that's Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like, she's just around. You go to a wedding, there's Beyonce. You go to a this, there's Beyonce. You go dancing, there's Beyonce. So, you know, when you don't like something, that's one thing. And usually it's just like you ignore it. But when you don't like something and you, it's everywhere, it's worse. And that's kind of how Harry Potter was for me. I was like, I don't really like this. Also, it's fucking everywhere. Like, it's unavoidable. And that's unfortunate. I don't know. It was a weird time. It was a weird time to be alive. I was also, like, probably 18 when Harry Potter really hit big. And that's not a time when you want to read a book about a kid wizard. Right? When you're, like, in high school, you don't want to be walking around with a fucking Harry Potter book. I know some people do. I know some people, especially today, would be like, I think that would be cool. And it probably would be, but I'm telling you right now, like in the year 2000, that would not have been cool. And for me to have done it in the year 2000 would have been not only uncool, but confirming of everything about me at the time that was horrible and uncool. So I don't know. Fuck Harry Potter, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I don't really care. I don't even care about it that much. It's just interesting. I just feel like there's this perspective I have about it, which is different, because I'm like, well, I don't like it, but I also, I don't think it's objectively bad. It's weird. It's almost like, you know, one of these things that we're talking about with, like, intellectual plurality or whatever, where it's like, well, just because I don't like something doesn't mean it's bad. But just because everyone else likes it doesn't mean it's good for me either, right? I don't know. I thought it was interesting. So I don't know. Look out for that article. Okay, I'm going to go exercise. And then I'm going to come back, and we'll see what the difference is here. It's a bunch of kids milling around. It's the fucking summer at this Funplex, which is the worst, because everyone comes here and goes swimming, and the locker room's destroyed. If you ever wanted to see, like, a long interval where a car is parked and then the people in that car get inside the place, this is where you come, is like a public swimming pool. Because it's like they park, like five kids right now just got out of this car. They're all walking around with, like, towels and their swimsuits on, and then, like, you know, walking away and then coming back and walking away and coming back, and some of them are coming and some of them aren't, and the trunk is still open and it's been like 5 minutes, you know. You're just like, my God. As a parent, you're just like, are we ever going to get inside? Is it like a geometric paradox thing where you're like, a line that's always cut in half will never be, you'll never get there. If you keep cutting the distance in half, you'll just never get there. You'll get closer and closer, and the cuts will be smaller and smaller, but you'll never actually arrive. That's how I see there's... Oh, excuse me. You know what? I didn't want to be incorrect here. There are 6 kids. I beg your pardon. Seems like a good choice. Okay, I'll see you guys in a little bit. Like where the bondos are they in harmony? Alright, we're back. We had a good little exercise there. You know what? Let me tell you guys, like, I've been thinking about this and not sure it's a good idea and would like some feedback. Because Poonmaster Flex suggested this to me, and I was like, maybe, but I don't know. But now I'm starting to think it's a good idea. I'd like to write a fitness book, like a short one, with some fitness tips. And one of my tips would definitely be like, you know why you hate going to the gym? Because you go at fucking 5 or 6 o'clock right after work. That's dumb. Okay? Of course you hate it. Everyone, this is like, you would really, I mean, well, that's a I was going to say you would hate flying if you always went when that was the most crowded, but that doesn't seem to matter. If there's anyone there, I just want them all to die. Can we say that? Is that okay joke to say? I want everyone to die on this date at this place. through this method. Of course not. But, okay, the grocery store, right? Everyone hates the grocery store to an extent and finds it exhausting. I really don't have that much problem with it, and I know why. It's because I go at 11 p.m. When you go to the grocery store at 11 p.m., it's fucking great. Like, there's no one there. You can just walk around. I'll tell you the one thing that does suck about going at 11 p.m. When you go at 11 p.m., and there's like one other person in the store, and they've used their entire cart to block like the eggs while they're looking at cheese, and you're like, God damn it. How is this even possible? Like, how is it possible? The amount of space that we each take up in the store with our grotesque bodies. It's ridiculous. Oh, sorry. I have a microphone on right now that's like a Backstreet Boys style kind of thing. And I keep kind of hitting it, so I apologize. I don't think I've ever been to a concert where someone had this style of microphone. You know, this is like what Backstreet would do, or like Britney Spears. Basically, I know why I've never been to a concert where they had this kind of thing. It's because I've never been to a concert where they're dancing. Like, where they're like, well, part of the show is that I dance, right? The only dancing I can really remember seeing on stage at a show that I went to was Angus Young in AC/DC doing his, like, Curly from Three Stooges, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo, like, circling on the floor while he's playing the guitar. Or, you know, he's, like, one-footed hopping across the stage. I guess that's a dancing of sorts. But, you know, it certainly was not a dance-heavy show. And that is the most dance-heavy experience I've had at a concert event. I'll tell you that right now. So, yeah, I got this microphone. It was a little mysterious to me. But I was reading about it online. Someone was like, this is a pretty good microphone to use if you're in, like, a noisy spot. And then I was like, oh, and it's a headset. That's kind of nice, because now I can do my podcasting driving, assuming that this actually doesn't sound like fucking total garbage, and maybe not kill myself. Which would still probably be one of the, you know, if I could get... I need to really have instructions for somebody in some kind of a lockbox that's like, here's how you upload podcast episodes. Like, here's what you'll find. Because if I do get in a car accident while I was doing this, I would definitely want that tape to go up. I mean, what a final episode. You know, sometimes a podcast just stops happening and never comes back, or sometimes it, like, goes behind a paywall, which is effectively, for me, the last episode. That's what happened to me. Like, this is why I never really wanted to charge for old. I thought about it, but then I was like, I hate, like, Marc Maron's show. So the way I listen to podcasts a lot is I don't listen to a show for months, and then I listen to all the episodes that I need to catch up on, because I listen to a lot of fucking shows. So it's, you know, I plow through them pretty quick, and rather than having, you know, enough shows every week to work that out, I prefer to just not listen to a show for a long time, listen to a bunch of it, and then move on. It's like binging. It's like Netflix binging. But then I think Marc Maron's show, it's like after a certain date, you know, you can't go back. And then that just caused me to be like, well, fuck off then. This American Life, same deal. The show everyone listens to, Pete does not listen to very often, because he's like, there's just something I rebel against when it's, you know, oh, download it within this week or else you pay for it, you son of a bitch. You lazy fuck. You listen to us and download us every week. I mean, it's probably brilliant marketing, but it still pisses me off. I hate marketing so much. Marketing is so evil and stupid and shitty. Anyway, my big tip for the gymnasium is definitely like, all right, if you're going to start a workout plan, here's what you need to do. You need to decide what time of year is it right now? Because if it's summer, I'm telling you right now, ain't nobody starting a running program in the fucking summer if they're going to go run at 5 p.m. when they get off work. You'll die. I would hate that. I'm an experienced runner, and I would hate it. I would be like, yeah, this is the worst thing. I was out running the other day. We have this run club at work, and it was super hot, you know, and so you're running with kids, and like, I'll tell you what the difference is between running with kids and running with adults. It's not really how far they can go, because like, kids can run pretty fucking far. I ran like a 4 mile race when I was pretty little, and it, you know, it was fine. The difference is, little kids can just immediately start running fast. From a, you know, they could be laying down, have eaten 20 popsicles, and get up and sprint across a thing as fast as they can go. As an old man, it takes me like, a half mile to get any kind of speed worked up. It's like pathetic how a kid can just take off. This is why I think like a kid can run away from a parent effectively, because like a little toddler shouldn't really be able to escape an adult, right? Because like an adult man is probably way faster than his toddler age son. Except I think the problem is the biology here. You become an old man, you just can't take off. Yeah, if you put them side by side full speed, no contest. But that's not what happens. It's speed off the line. A toddler is great, right? They're just ready. They don't have to warm up. They don't have to do anything. If you woke a toddler out of bed and you also woke up like, who's the fucking fast runner guy? Somebody Johnson, Michael Johnson, Ben Johnson, some guy like that. Who's the guy with the gold shoes? I don't know. Michael Phelps. Who fucking cares? A fast guy. Justin Gatlin. That sounds like a guy. Wake him up out of bed and just tell him immediately to run 100 meters and you do the same thing to a toddler. I think the toddler could win. I think the adult man would be like, what the fuck? And the toddler is just like, all right, let's go. And then they just start fucking running. It's crazy. So we're at this running club like a couple weeks ago, and it's fucking hot. It's like 80 degrees outside or something. And, it's 80, 90 degrees, and it's 6:30 p.m. That's the thing. And we turn, and like here's something that people don't account for about Colorado. Colorado has an intensity of sun that I've never experienced anywhere else. I don't know if this is just a perceptual thing for me or if it's actually true. I mean, we're higher in elevation. You wouldn't think 1 mile would be that much difference as far as the sun goes versus, like, you know, a billion, million miles away from the sun total. You would think that, like, being 0.00001% closer wouldn't matter. But I think it does. Because it is so hot and so bright. And Poonmaster Flex moved here. And right before she moved here, she's like, I kept seeing these news stories about people who were getting hit, like pedestrians were getting hit by cars in Colorado. And she's like, I couldn't figure out. I was like, what is going on there? And then she was like, I really thought, though, after I moved here, I was like, you know what? I think it's because the sun is so crazy here that when you, like, try and look to make a turn or something, you can't see shit. All you're just looking directly into the sun, and it's so bright that you can't go anywhere. So I'm, like, running, and I turn into the sun and was just like, it was like that fucking part in Terminator 2 where she's holding onto the fence, and just, I felt like I was going to just be blasted into a skeleton by the heat and the rays and the light and the horribility of the whole thing. So that's, like, one of my tips right there is just, like, hey, don't try and start an exercise program when the outside environment is telling you no. By which I don't mean fuck exercise in the summer. I just mean, look, if your jam is running outside at 3 in the afternoon, well, you're going to have to go against your normal proclivities if you want to succeed. Like, you could do it, and here's what will happen. You'll do it 3 times, and then the memory and the experience of it will be so horrible that you'll never do it again. So if that's what you want, if you want to have an abortive start to another program, that's fine. But if you want to, like, actually do something, I don't recommend that. I also strongly don't recommend going to the gymnasium. Well, really at all, but if you have to go at some time. I mean, God knows. Okay, let's think about it this way. If you're a person who's normal, by which I mean when you get a car, you buy a car that you plan to drive until it's destroyed, right? That's what I consider normal. If you're a person who buys a car, like leases a car, and when the lease is up, you get another new car, I don't consider you a normal person. I consider you a crazy person. You know, far be it from me to tell you how to spend money, but there you go. I just want you to know that I am totally judging you, and go fuck yourself because you brought it on yourself. I don't care. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're a normal person who treats a vehicle normally like a vehicle, then you may have a garage at home. And I think that your money would be much better spent and your time turning your garage into a gymnasium, getting all the shit you need, and parking in the driveway. Like, I don't know. I'm sure there are circumstances where people don't want to park in the driveway and need the garage. But if you don't, if that's not you, go for it. Now, I live in an apartment, a studio apartment. So I guess, I was just trying to do the math. It's not even close. I was like, maybe there's a way to, like, rent one other apartment in the building. And then if I got five people in on it, you know, then it would work out to be the same cost as a gymnasium. But I'm like, this is how you just start a gymnasium. And also, the main reason to do this is to not have those other five people, right? It's so that you don't have to worry. It's like, when do you want to work out and what do you want to do? And like, whatever. Great. Go for it. It's all good. Anyway, that would be, it's a pretty good investment. But at the same time, I get all caught up because I'm like, whenever I try to give advice, I'm like, ooh, but think about it this way, you know? And like, one of the things I think about is like, a lot of people, when they start doing fitness bullshit, buy a bunch of stuff. Because we're not used to, here's something we're not good at, human people. We're not good at like just starting to do something without getting that fun of like buying new stuff to do it first. And it's kind of like a pre-reward we give to ourselves, right? Like, we're going to start exercising. Okay, well, I'm going to get new clothes. I'm going to get new shoes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a watch. I'm going to get a this. I'm going to get a that. Not a watch, I guess. A Fitbit or something. No one wears a watch anymore. You're an animal if you wear a watch. Or, I saw this thing, by the way, that pissed me off. This is, like, totally unrelated, but I'm going to try and relate it back. This guy was asking on Twitter. He's like, hey, I just happened to be wearing a Garmin thing this weekend, and it was actually super handy when I was at, I don't know, some convention or some shit to have a watch. So now I'm thinking of getting a watch. What's like a good, you know, starter getting into watches watch to test the waters here? All these fucking people were suggesting these Shinola watches. The Shinola watch is like $500 minimum. That's fucking crazy. Like, I know it's a nice looking thing and whatever, I don't know, like, I'm of two minds, because on the one hand, I always am of the opinion of, like, everyone wastes money on something. You know, everyone wastes their money on something that they don't need. So, really, what do I care if it's a watch versus cable, right? All right, maybe this person has a watch. Well, this person has fucking cable, and they waste the same amount of money that year, right? On bullshit they don't really need. But I was pissed off, honestly, because I was like, number one, this is why people think watches are fucking dumb. And they're right, because if all watches cost $500, you would be dumb to get a watch. You can get an iPhone, which is a computer, for that price. And you're like, no, I'll just get an analog watch. That's crazy. I understand that. Also, when someone's like, I'm looking to dip a toe into the waters of XYZ, I don't think a $500 suggestion is appropriate. You know what I mean? I don't know what world people are traveling in. And it's like, I'm looking to get involved in something. And they're like, well, you must get the very best to be one of us watch people. I mean, I've been making do with like a $30 Timex for a long time. And before that, I had a different $30 Timex. You know what I mean? I think now the watch I have is slightly more expensive, but it was a gift. That resembles a Timex watch I had. So I don't know if I want to speculate on the price. That seems like it could be a harmful thing to do. So maybe I'll just not do that. But here's what I'm saying. It's just like, how come when people How come when people ask a question, no one fucking listens to the question? They're just like, here's a watch I really like. It's $1,000. They had watches on their website that were $1,000. That's fucking insane. Like, the whole point of a watch to me is, like, it's more convenient than a phone. And you don't have to get a watch that looks like garbage. But also, no one's going to be able to tell from 10 feet away if you got a $500 watch. And everyone you told that is going to be like, you're crazy. That's a crazy thing to do. Also, I'm, like, not comfortable leaving the house with a $500 watch on my wrist. Like, I just have $500 on my arm. I mean, that's the most, that would be probably the most expensive thing I could own. I guess I got a laptop that costs more, but that does an awful lot more than a watch. It, like, defeats the whole point to me, because you're like, all right, you get the watch, and it's more convenient, and it's simpler, but it's also less convenient and less simple, because the whole time, you have to be worried that you're going to lose it, or have it stolen, or whatever. I mean, there's this essayist, Sloane Crosley, and she wrote this essay, and it was about, you know, some jewelry, but also about, like, losing a relationship, right? And her mom gave her this advice, and it was basically, like, don't wear any jewelry that you can't afford to lose. And that was kind of, like, you know, metaphor for life. Like, if you're in this, here's how I remember it, is kind of like, if you're in this relationship where you're just constantly fretting about the other person being too good for you and, like, worrying about it working out and stuff like that, that's no fun. Like, whatever's going on in that relationship is not right, and it's not going to be fun. So don't do it. And when you're in, like, this, and same thing with watches. See, look at this. Look at this show, man. We talk about relationships and watches. We covered all the bases. Well, I'm going to go inside. We'll see what this sounded like. If this sounded like total dog shit, then I'm sorry. And if it sounded great, then great news for everyone. I'll see you later.